Raspberry Supply.
It looks like the Wall Street overhaul is almost complete and should be the biggest set of reforms since the Great Depression. We'll know by the end of the week. I'll explain where the support's coming from. I'm not on board with this bill for a couple of different reasons. Reform might be necessary, but I think that there's some flaws in this one. Speaking of flaws, we know that Broken Pipes is flawed. Yes, indeed. Big Punks, though, has successfully installed a containment cap onto the leaking well. Now it's just a question of whether or not it's going to work fully and the pressure it's going to withstand that for the next 48 hours or so. But any kind of oil they can contain is a good thing. Let's face that. As soon as the relief wells are done in August, let's hope that that completely solves this dilemma that's been going on since April 20th. And we can stop worrying about how far the tar balls are going down the coastline in Florida. And that's just a question of continued cleanup and getting all the beaches that were wrecked as back to normal as possible, though I think that that takes years because so much of it sinks into the sand, and how you have to clean it, you have to remove most of it, is the only way to get underneath that stuff. All right, everybody, it's Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. Sometimes we do talk about aliens and UFOs like that real popular guy does, Mr. Nori, down the dial, probably somewhere where you're listening. But we're glad you're locked and loaded to us. The conversation is all over the map. That's the way we like it, because I think all of us have a little bit of ADD in us. And it's about water cooler buzz, what makes it pop and soar. And the conversation, left, right, or somewhere in between, all of you are invited to this party. And I really mean that. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Giving the digits out right at the top as we are setting the table. So if you're driving down the road and you're trying to punch them in, you at least have a reference point. Somebody told me that one time. Every time you say the number, I couldn't get it. It was 800 something or other. So I guess I'm not saying the number enough. I'll give it out more times. I'll heed that advice. How's that? Sadly, we had the World Cup final and Spain winning, and the people of Spain went crazy, and it was a big deal for them. But it was a perfect moment for the thugs related to Al-Qaeda to once again strike out, and they did so by killing people at two different viewing parties in Uganda. So one American was killed, several others, by the way, in the 70-plus who were buried in this, were also injured in it, too. There was one confirmed dead and a couple of other Americans injured. And Somalia Islamists are saying that they carried out the two bomb attacks. Here's what our State Department said, P.J. Crowley, with that.
There have been five U.S. citizens hospitalized for injuries resulting from the attack. We have today a three-person FBI team on the ground in Kampala collecting evidence. Two diplomatic security officers will arrive later today to assist the government of Uganda in its investigation.
All right, so in our next America Tonight, we'll talk with our terrorism expert friend of the show, Jeff Atticott, and get his take on now the latest bubbling up and what's happening in Somalia, which we've seen this before, but how serious this particular group is, you know, how deadly they are and what's likely to happen there. For all the people who think that, well, you can't just say blanket terrorism, or why do we have to use the word Islamist? Remember, that was one of the things with the Obama administration, do away with Islamic jihadists, all that sort of stuff, forget the whole terror word. And I say that it's ridiculous because it is what it is. You call it what it is. If it's something different, then we'll call it by that. But every single time you lift under the lid, it's the same thing. And you're saying extremist, radicalized, Islamic extremist. I don't understand why that is such a divisive word. It is what we are seeing happening. And this time it was the same thing in Uganda. How sad, at a rugby club, at a popular restaurant, people just trying to watch a major national sporting event that unites all kinds of nations, taking a break, if you will, from the politics of it all. But sure enough, was the perfect time to have a suicide bomber go into two different places. And it's all in the name of Allah. And it's all about getting the infidels, the familiar themes. Might be carried out in different ways, in different places, but it's the same familiar theme that we keep talking about over and over and over again. And here's just the latest one. By the way, we haven't forgotten about the whole Elena Kagan thing. The Senate committee is likely to delay, they say, the Kagan vote for probably a week. A Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee is saying that he expects Republicans to delay for this confirmation vote. They held the 4 days, remember, of hearings that went on before the 4th of July. So now this is going on a little bit further. It's just the normal way they handle things. I don't think there's anything to read into it. Just the extra time to review the responses. Will she have any kind of a block to going through the Judiciary Committee and then ultimately the full Senate? The answer is no. So it's a moot point. Whether you think she's too liberal, doesn't have enough under her belt as far as any kind of, she has no experience as a judge. Whatever you think of Elena Kagan, she's going to be the face on the court. The key thing is, and the reason why the Kagan confirmation is so important, is because it's the future judges that will shape the court. Now, the balance is the same today, but it won't be maybe 2 years from now. And then that depends on 2012 and ultimately who gets elected. I mean, we really, let's face it, we have a two-party system, which I advocate. I'd love to have a three-party system, but we got a two-party system. So you're talking about either a Republican gets in, somebody that maybe hasn't been mentioned yet or somebody that's already been mentioned, or you have Obama as a two-term president. Wall Street reform bill. I said I would mention this, and I'll mention it right at the top. Two key senators, two Republican senators, one of them Senator Olympia Snowe, the other Scott Brown, are saying that they're going to support the reform bill because they like some of the things that were now put into it, that it's a much better bill than it started out as, but it's not a perfect bill. Not a perfect bill, I think, in any way, shape, or form. And now what you have happening is there was an objection to the banks having to pick up the costs for banks going under. So, you know, why should the banks have to pick up the costs for other banks? Like, for example, smaller banks was part of the protest, I think, of like Scott Brown. So now what's happened, instead of a proposed tax on the banks and the hedge funds, the bill is tapping into the unused money from the federal bailout program, the TARP program, the Troubled Assets Relief deal that was set up. And that means they're going to charge banks too more for the FDIC insurance. But here's the bogus part of that. The TARP funds are taxpayer money. So instead of going toward this outrageous deficit and all this other crap, now the banks would get essentially a chance at another bailout. We bailed you out once, and don't worry, if you get in trouble again, you're not going to have to pay for it because we got this extra dough that from the TARP thing that we'll just throw your way anyway. Key thing is they're going to get the votes. They have enough votes. It's looking that way. Probably by the end of this week, it kicks in. On the flip side, we've got more odds and ends, including Michelle Obama upsetting a lot of people with some of her words to black folks. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite-resistant, machine-washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On Tuesday, during its annual convention in Kansas City, Missouri, the nation's largest and, in fact, oldest civil rights organization, the NAACP, they're holding their convention, like I said. They've got an important vote on a resolution. And in a speech today, the First Lady, Michelle Obama, talked about the issue that she's embracing, the childhood obesity thing, you know, the Let's Move thing. But outside of that, she talked about what's happened with the Tea Party and the fact that she believes the Tea Party has been solely driven by a political agenda, and that the Tea Party members have used racial slurs, if you will, and verbally abused black members of Congress and threatened them. Here's specifically Michelle Obama's words.
When African American communities are still hit harder than just about anywhere by this economic downturn, and so many families are just barely scraping by, I think the founders would tell us that now is not the time to rest on our laurels. When stubborn inequalities still persist in education and health, in income and wealth, I think those founders would urge us to increase our intensity and to increase our discipline and our focus and keep fighting for a better future for our children and our grandchildren.
All right, so Dale Robertson, who's a big-time Tea Party activist, and he wears that label, he doesn't have any problem with that, he's running teaparty.org, has been at the center of a lot of the race-related controversy, and he's saying that the NAACP is just pandering to the Democrats, to the Democratic Party, and that they should be standing, the organization itself, the NAACP, should actually be standing against the new Black Panther and their stance, and instead of doing the right thing, they're doing the wrong thing by attacking people who feel the government should be held accountable. And see, this is the problem with labels. This is the problem with the term racist. Are there people that are racist in the country? Are there racist things that have happened? Are there terrible things that have happened to Black people in our history? Absolutely. Are there terrible things that happened to the Indians when they were pushed off their lands? I'm just using this to paint the picture here because it's always a tough thing to talk about. And there's race baiters, and then there's, simply people that label things racist. And, you know, here's the problem. I've met some of the Tea Party supporters, and I know that there are definitely some that are off the tracks, just like any group, but I've met enough that are not. In fact, I've met a couple, and they've been on America Tonight, who are Democrats. They're Democrats, but they don't like what they're seeing, and they felt like they wanted to go out to some of these organized, you know, get-togethers, protests, whatever you want to call them, and they did. And what is portrayed, like so often is, you see just a little piece of something, a little slice of something, and you don't get the whole, if you want to put it under the umbrella of the Tea Party, you don't get the whole picture of what the Tea Party is, I guess. So now, what they're talking about is the NAACP. They're talking about planning a protest in Washington, in fact, in October, and that's the next step, they're saying, in building momentum against the Tea Party. They're coordinating like 170 groups. They're calling it One Nation and saying that it's all about all of us together and putting all of us back to work, that all of us, just not that the Tea Party is separating that. So I'm wondering if you think that, America, and I know some of you will send me emails on this, but do you think the Tea Party overall is a racist organization and that's what they're trying to do? Or do you think it's simply people who are frustrated with where the government's going, and it doesn't matter who the president was, if it was Hillary Clinton or some other Democrat, and they were doing the same things that are happening with the Obama administration, they would feel the same way? 800-259-5791. You know, what's the political motivation? And Michelle Obama certainly got people up and excited about some of her comments, some of the people that were there condemning some of the elements of the Tea Party. And like I said, it's a dicey road to go down because the problem is labels are called labels for a reason. So in telling Black people to increase intensity, what does that mean? That if that's not One Nation, that's not saying everybody, that's completely separating once again. All right, let's see who we have on the line. Let's go to Stu, our man Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Real quick, I'm gonna make this quick as I can. Racism goes all ways. You got Black Panthers standing in Philly at a voting registration. They don't call that racist. They don't consider that racist. Why blacks don't consider it racist, I have no idea. You were in Tennessee, a guy was standing with a white sheet on his head and told you who to vote for and spewing out crap to you. They called it racist, right?
That's right. Right, right.
Absolutely. So racism goes all ways. And it's all about ignorance. The Tea Party, you're probably right. You probably got your people in there that make stupid remarks.
Mm-hmm.
But I can show you just as many libs that are just as racist as anybody else.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
And I can show you as many blacks that hate Mexicans
mm-hmm.
and hate Puerto Ricans, and Puerto Ricans hate Mexicans, and Mexicans hate Puerto Ricans and blacks than any white people you'll ever meet. So racism goes all ways, and it really ticks me off when you have the NAACP who comes up there and says, well, you know, we're going to really push this hard, blah, blah, blah. You know what? All it does is incite more racism. It incites more race wars, more racism. It's BS is what it is. When you start segregating from colors like the NAACP or anything else that anybody else has got, you do nothing but incite racism. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely, because that's exactly what you're doing. Now, if you go before a group like that and say, okay, listen, look around this room, and we've fought battles in the past, and look how far we've come, but let's shed that label. And, yeah, there's some people that are saying this and this, and like you said, somebody with a white sheet, obviously, and whatever. But instead, let's try to get away from that and not look to the color thing. But you're right, it keeps getting thrown up more. And why is one person a racist, but yet it's not fair to call it what it is when you see it when it's the reverse, like the Black Panther thing? That's not right.
Because they don't consider it racist. A lot of people
right.
don't consider racism because they're not, you can't, it's like we talked before about civil rights. You cannot commit a civil rights crime against a majority.
Right.
Period. Sarah Palin, they put her up somebody put a dummy up of her in California. Nothing was said. At UK campus, to protest the Sarah Palin thing, they put an Obama, you know, dummy hanging from a tree.
Oh, I remember that.
They brought the FBI, everybody else in, threatened to file charges on these guys. But in California, it was their story, which a female is a minority. You know what I'm saying? It mm-hmm. goes just like business people. Now, if I put everything in my wife's name, she'd be considered a minority company.
That's right.
Female.
Right.
It's not fair for the other guy who has to work and doesn't do that. So, I mean, it goes all ways. And my thing is, when you bring NAACP in, it's like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. They're poverty pimps. And Louis Farrakhan's the biggest racist to ever walk the face of the earth. Him and Jeremiah Wright might as well go out and smoke a big fat one together.
Yeah.
Those two are both big morons. But the point is, when you start bringing in this stuff, it brings up more and more racism.
That's
and when
right.
it comes down to the forefathers of our country, Glenn Beck said some great things on about this. There was no racism during the Revolutionary War. They fought next to the white people. They stayed in the same thing as the white people. They were the first city councilman in New York City was in the 1790s.
Mm-hmm.
There was none of that. I mean, and so it wasn't until, I think they said like 10 years before the Civil War, a guy wrote a book about the black and white about America. But racism is crap. Leave it alone and quit. Let the NAACP in and quit bringing stuff up, trying to get crap going.
That's what it is. And then you fall down that, if you're not careful, you fall down that trap door when somebody lifts it open. And it's a slippery slope, like I just mentioned. Stay with us. More to come.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
Plethora of things here on America Tonight, including Michelle Obama's comments at the NAACP convention. They've got a big vote coming up, and she's talking about the Tea Party and the Tea Party being racist. I'm just summarizing here elements of it. She didn't condemn the whole Tea Party, but pretty much, and saying that, you know, we can't go backwards here, and that you have to do, basically, that the organization should do what they can to prevent that from happening. And there's going to be a big march in October, which would be the antithesis of what is being described as the nature of the Tea Party. It's an interesting question. And the question of racism is always a difficult one because of the sensitivity of some people, and naturally, there were horrific things that absolutely did happen in this country, and nobody can deny that, and nor should they deny that. But then we could go deeper and talk about some of the other things that have happened to other people as well and the reaction to it. Spend some time with some of the Indian folks at the Pueblos like I did in New Mexico, or talk to some of the Cherokees, and you'll get an earful about how they feel they were discriminated against and how the land was absolutely sucked from underneath their feet. But that's a different issue. Here we're talking about just the definition of racism and the Tea Party movement. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. Everybody ought to be like me. Can't be a racist. I can't be a racist. You know why?
Why?
I hate everybody.
You're equal opportunity offender.
Yeah. So if you hate everybody, there's no racist, see?
That's right.
So, anyway, what's this country coming to Lindsay Lohan going to jail? What are we going to do for 90 days?
You know what? There is an interesting side note to who cares about celebrities, but the Lindsay Lohan thing is interesting in the fact that I guess this girl is like a chimney, a walking chimney. And if anyone knows anything about nicotine, it's so addicting, especially if you smoke a lot. And she's going to a smoke-free prison, a little jail that she's going to is smoke-free. So she's pretty much going to quit cold turkey, I guess.
Yeah. I just wonder if that judge has seen her fingernail before she sentenced her. What?
Oh, I know. You get the gall. So people know this young actress on her nails and said "F you."
Yeah.
F you on her nails. Are you kidding me? Well, you know, she just wasn't thinking, I guess. I don't know.
That judge seen that before she sentenced her. What she'd have done to her. Anyway, I heard on the news that old Newt Gingrich is going to run for president.
Yeah, that's been in the wings he's been in the wings for a long time saying that was a possibility. So that's not, I think, a shocker that he wants to step forward. Although, you know what, a lot of people will say that Sarah Palin still is going to be in this race somehow, some way.
Oh, be a running mate?
Maybe with somebody. Maybe that would happen again. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just somebody. I don't know that she'll do that because she's making too much money on these speeches, and as somebody who could either help the cause of some people trying to get elected or not, I don't know that she'll do that, even though that keeps getting thrown out there.
Well, she can't get her facts straight because she says, well, I live in the great state of Illinois, and I know for a fact that Ronald Reagan went to Eureka College here in Illinois, not California.
Yeah.
And so that's their claim to fame, Eureka is. Ronald Reagan went to college there.
Mm-hmm.
But you reckon the Republican Party is going to back Newt Gingrich if he decides to run?
You know what they'll do? They'll wait and see what happens. Iowa's always a big deal. What happens in the caucuses? And then then you'll start to see more of the people with political clout in the Republican Party throw their weight behind somebody, depending on how it goes in those early days. So I don't know. I mean, he's somebody that's recognizable after all those years as the Speaker of the House, but I think there could be somebody else that emerges that might challenge him. I don't think he'll. If I were making a bet, I don't know that he'd be the person that's going to get the nod. But you know, it's too early to tell in that game.
Yeah, but I mean, did he get kicked out of Congress?
Yes,
that's what I thought he did.
But that's not going to necessarily matter. Remember, it's all about the popularity and who you think can win. He is a good speaker. He's got a bunch of books out. He's a political pundit. He's on a lot of the talk shows. And he has a way of somehow pulling moderates into the game. The independent factor would be huge. I don't know how Newt plays in that circle, but that, you know, so it's all going to depend. The Republicans want the opportunity to snatch this from Obama. So whoever comes out really far ahead in the early days is going to be the person that's going to get it. Like, remember McCain? Did you think McCain was going to be the guy?
No.
Neither did I.
From the you know, down the bottom, come up to the top. I don't know how he done that, but I thought he was done for a long time ago. But
I did, too.
Next thing you know, he's got the nomination. What happened there, but anyway, I don't think Newt can pull it off because I think he's got too much baggage and garbage.
I do too. I think that he would be good. He would be good to. He would be, like I said, he's a good speaker, and he would be good to help who was ever going to be there. But I don't think he's the one that could win the election. I don't think Newt would do it. I'll be curious to see who emerges. I think it could be a dark horse. I'm not sure who that person is. Some people were even saying Scott Brown, but I say it's way too soon for a Scott Brown kind of guy And he's already upsetting a lot of Republicans when he's voting for other things where, you know, like financial reform, he's going against the grain. So I don't think so. But somebody else could emerge. We'll see, Rick. It'll be interesting for sure. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Have a good one. I know you got to get back to work. Tom is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hello.
Y'all doing all right tonight?
We are great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You know, a couple of weeks ago I said people ought to send $10 to Arizona to help fight the government. Heard on the news the other day they got over $500,000.
I know. I did a story on that on America Tonight. There were some people probably heard us talking about that. I'm not saying that they're the ones who sent to the Arizona Fund, but I had some people email me on America, on the America Tonight website saying that they did do just that, that they put money into the fund. And most of the people, Tom, were people from all over the country who just put in maybe $10, $15. And that's crazy. After the government said that they were going after Arizona, then the website just exploded. They got over like 7,000 donations.
Hey, all it takes is a million people. They got $10 million. I sent my 10.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
People were willing to pony up. I mean, you were right. And see, this points out why there are things people can do. There are things you can do to protest something or to help something by a little bit of action. Like you just said, you put up your $10 and enough people do that, and then there you go. They've got money to fight it.
Hey, we're all in this together, man.
Yep.
Let me tell
especially,
you.
Especially in the immigration front, because there's a lot of crazy things going on behind the scenes, but nothing headed in the right direction.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you know, I heard on Glenn Beck that somebody has offered a $100,000 reward if they can show them one instance where a Tea Partier had a racial slur. Nobody has claimed the reward yet.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I would point to, because the people, I said this, we've talked to people here on America Tonight who weren't conservatives even, who went out to Tea Party rallies, one in Dallas, one in Denver, and I think it was people that were frustrated with what's going on. It's not necessarily even just conservatives, and I didn't hear anything racist in some of the comments that I heard at all, even in that big whatever you call it rally in Washington 6 months ago. I didn't hear anything like that.
They're not racist, man. They just want the country back.
That's right. I agree with that.
You know, my great-great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee that walked the Trail of Tears.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So are you your great-great-grandmother? So 1/8, well, how much would that mean you would have?
Well, I'm just a 16th, but
16th,
I used to say,
yeah.
I got 3 drops of Indian blood, and most people make it boil.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let me tell you something about racists. Now, the government's racist because the DOJ said they are not going to prosecute black on white crime, but they will prosecute white on black. Now then, one other thing. You know, when they brought the slaves up here, they didn't go to Africa and round them up. They went to Africa and bought these slaves from another tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, let's say here we have a family in a house over here. The wife's from one tribe, the husband's from another tribe. Isn't that a personal vendetta they got going there? I mean, what the hell have we got to do with it?
Well, even bigger than that, Tom, if you go back to trace your ancestors, for example, that's not your ancestors. Are we talking about, if you go back all the way back to Mayflower and previous to that days, most of us are immigrants that can't even be traced back to that. That's one of the other objections, I would say. But it's like I said before, thanks for the call. It's a slippery slope when you go in that direction, because slave is a slave is a slave. I mean, you can't deny that. There were people that had horrific things happen where they were beaten by masters and were worked and were slaves. I mean, they were slaves. But when you want to slap that racist umbrella on, like, say, the Tea Party, I think it's unfair. because it's not a correct label. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter, Mars. In other words, hold my hand, child. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore.
All right, check this out. We got a big fat follow-up for you as I'm going to turn in a different direction. What else is new, right? Hey, you know the gun thing that we were talking about in Chicago? The Supreme Court ruling, how big that was. So let's not drop that. That happened just a few weeks ago back in June. Americans have the right to handguns for self-defense. That ruling effectively made the city of Chicago's 28-year-old gun ban unenforceable. So what does that mean? Well, that means that the new gun measure that they've got going on in Chicago requires people who register their gun to take 4 hours of training courses and spend 1 hour at a firing range. I have no problem with that, right? But it does ban gun shops in Chicago, and it also prohibits gun owners pretty much from stepping outside of their houses, even onto their porches or in their garage with a gun. So that means specifically they have to be very careful about somebody busting into the house and then blowing them away. It would have to be in the house. So you got a bunch of suits that have already been filed by one guy who wants to open a gun shop in the city. Then you got a bunch of other people and some gun sellers who are also challenging the law. They say it's unconstitutional. So we'll see where that goes. The responsible gun ownership ordinance kicked in already, July 12th. It's easy to lose track of time, isn't it? It flies, baby, like I say, every single night. So really, for the first time since 1982, people who live in that city can have the legal right to register their guns. They started doing that on Monday. That's a pretty big deal. I'd be curious to see how many people, and we'll try to get some numbers on this in the next upcoming months, how many people register these guns, you know, how many people register and do what's required. Here's the thing that irks me, the whole freeway camera, the speed camera things. I don't like it because I think a lot of times people get nailed, and it's unfair when they get nailed. Cameras trip off early and all that sort of stuff. I mean, yeah, there might be some people who are ridiculous and are going way too fast and the cameras catch them. But in Phoenix, they had 76 cameras that are going to stop on Thursday. They're not going to be able to get people on the freeway any longer. The photo enforcement program is done. The idea was to catch speeders on any of the freeways around Arizona. And it's been controversial from the time it went up. They went up about 2 years ago. So they are nabbing some speeders, but hey, the drivers are ignoring the tickets. The cameras led to about 700,000 tickets in the first year that they were operating, but most of the people didn't pay the fines because the tickets were mailed. It made it easy to just say, forget this, I'm not gonna do this. And the people who ignored the photo enforcement ticket were supposed to have been served, but they were inundated. Nobody's paying these tickets. How are we supposed to serve everybody? So if a person wasn't served, the ticket was invalid after 3 months. Wouldn't that be just a luck, though, if you're the one person that was actually served? And the speeding tickets should have generated $90 million in the first year. Only about one-third of it was actually collected. And Governor Jan Brewer, who couldn't get any more publicity, some of it she'd rather not have, was pretty vocal about the program, very critical of it, and decided not to renew Arizona's contract with Redflex, is the name of the company, Redflex Traffic Systems. They run the cameras. So I'm sure people who hated the cameras were thrilled by it because they think that the cameras were actually a distraction and caused problems, caused wrecks. And also, and this would be my thing, is this a violation of your constitutional rights? We don't want to live in the society where everything we do is caught on camera, do we? I don't think so. So they're talking about the fact that, it's done. It's done as of Thursday, and they're not everybody's thrilled about it. There was a grassroots kind of effort to get a measure on the ballot to ban all photo enforcement cameras in Arizona, including the local streets. They didn't get enough signatures to get it on the ballot, but at least the freeway cameras are killed. However, some of the cities are going to continue to run the speed and red light cameras on their streets. Boy, there's a lot not too far from me. You always see them click off, and a lot of times they get tripped off when nobody's even around them. And I'm thinking, I hope they're looking at this and they're realizing that the feature's going off and people haven't even gone through a light. Some of them are helter-skelter. I'm not a big fan of those. Not at all. So we move from those two follow-ups to what's going on with the oil spill and the whole relief well, the timing of it, when it's going to be done in August, and the whole pressure of all the oil that was pushing out, that was the problem, and trying to cap it. Now they've got this temporary containment cap, and they're trying to measure the pressure of that. Here's the latest from the guy who I think has a pretty good handle on what's happening there from the Coast Guard, at least as much as BP will let him have, is Admiral Thad Allen.
You can think of the area of the well bore and the casing and the pipe down there. They're kind of like hollow tree rings, and you have to sequentially cement each ring until you get to the center. If the oil is coming up through the outside ring and you cement that first, you can obviously improve on the timeline. Down in the reservoir, there's somewhere between 11 and 12,000 PSI pounds per square inch. We think it should be about 8 to 9,000 PSI in that cap if the well is intact. If we get some pressure reading less than that, that will tell us that the pressure is being relieved. And then we're going to have to try and understand what that means.
All right, so that's the whole idea. What does it mean? The pressure is the thing. In the next 48 hours, they should know more about the current cap, the temporary cap that's on, and then they'll see once the other two relief wells are in place. And then the question becomes of counting the tar barrels and how far down the coastline they go. But at least through the efforts of so many of the people that have gone out and done whatever they can with the skimmers and stuff, they've been able to capture some of it. Of course, it doesn't help when you're the one person in Pensacola, you look out the back window and what do you see? An oily, yucky beach that they're trying to clean up. Or the situation with the wildlife. They're programmed to do a certain thing, and it's pretty hard to get the pelicans to fly in a different direction, even though that they're trying to divert many of them. All right, you heard this question from Rick in Illinois. He was talking about Newt Gingrich and the 2012 presidential bid and what would happen with Gingrich. I mean, how much of a chance does he have? And the 2012 thing, I mean, here we are, tail end of 2010. Who do you think is, you know, who's the person that's really going to be put on the map, or who's going to be up there that's going to be able to knock off an incumbent? Well, Gingrich, it's easy with the ideas he has. Like I said, he's a good speaker to go after the Obama administration. He is the former House Speaker. But the question becomes, how formidable would he be in a presidential bid? Where is our economy? What's going on with the economy in particular will be key as you get closer to that day. And does Obama become a two-term president? If you were a betting person at this point, even though we talk about people being frustrated, even though we talk about liberals not being happy because Obama's not doing enough for the people who elected him in the first place, who were unhappy and think that he doesn't go far enough on some of the things that have gone on, and there's no immigration reform, and the issue of the gays in the military and gay marriage. There's a lot of people that are disappointed in what's happened at this point. But it's still too early to tell. And I know everybody's chomping at the bit to jump into this. He's grabbing the reins because nobody else is really grabbing them. Sarah Palin, like I said, her name circulates, and it's funny, I saw Dick Morris on some show, and he was saying that, look, Sarah Palin is still the front runner. Do you think straight up, honestly, Sarah Palin against Barack Obama, you think Sarah Palin wins this? I'd say no way. I think as a fundraiser point, if she's raising money, she's good at that and helping certain people in certain states on the Republican side of the ledger. But even though she's got that popularity thing, I don't think one-on-one she would knock off Obama by any stretch of the imagination. You might disagree, because she definitely does attract a crowd, and there is no in-between. People that are love Palin or hate her, you can always send me those thoughts at AmericaTonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You have mail, mistress.